It'll be November 15, 2017. Yep. You can watch it on Fox Sports, Channel 501. It's the Honduras v. Socceroos World Cup qualifier. It's all on the line for Russia. And, of course, a man that's been there, done that, one of the absolute superstars of the A-League and now working with Fox Sports is a guy we've asked to be our legend of the game today, and he's quite happily agreed. We've got him on the line now. G'day, Archie Thompson.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Yeah, morning, we're really well. We appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
I apologise. I'm on a long-term bus heading for my car, so if I'm a little soft-spoken, I apologise.
No worries, Archie.
Mate, why don't you entertain the crowd on the bus as well as our listeners?
Oh, they're probably sick of me, mate.
Fair enough. Hey, Archie, born in New Zealand, started your senior career in Bathurst. What happened in the meantime? How'd you get into the game of football?
I pretty much started when I was 4 years old, mate, when I first kicked my first ball, and from then on I just fell in love. Ups and downs, obviously, with a career, as sports people do, but enjoyed my last little period with Victory, and now I'm enjoying the other side of it with the media.
And doing a great job, Archie, in the media, I must say. Archie,
thanks,
in the NSL, which was before the A-League, that you had to chop and change a few different clubs. You must look at the A-League now and think how far football has come in this country from the 10, 15 years ago when you were in those NSL clubs trying to, I guess, survive in the competition.
Yeah, it's grown a huge amount. I mean, but we can't kind of rest on our laurels. I mean, I think there's a lot of talk about expansion and needs to happen because at the moment I feel like it's hit a little plateau, and we need to keep growing this game. And that's the only way we're going to do that is by expanding and giving more opportunities for these young players coming through.
It's a big step for you too, on an individual level. I know it was a brave new world, the A-League, back in 2005. But you're an established player over in Belgium at Lierse. Had your injuries there, but a real fan favourite. What convinced you? What was it, or who was it that convinced you to come back to Australia and try this new league?
I was Ernie Merrick, actually, because I had just left overseas when the NFL was, I think, struggling. Clubs were going into liquidation, fighting it hard to pay players. So when I came back, or when I got the call from Ernie, he mentioned that there was a new league, and you know, I've been there, done that before, and I'm thinking, okay, well, how many times do I have to hear this before? But I took the punt, and to be honest, it was actually probably one of the best career decisions I ever made. I mean, it was more a family decision that I came back, but, you know, I thought, okay, well, I'll give this football opportunity a go. And for me, it was almost like taking one step back because I was already a foot in Europe, and I had just established myself last year with Lierse, and I was the top scorer at the club and one of the top scorers in the league. And then, from then on, it's just gone uphill, and I've enjoyed every moment of the A-League and watching it grow, and especially being part of Melbourne Victory, which is still, I believe the Manchester United or Chelsea or Real Madrid of the A-League. I mean, we've got to just, as a federation, we've got to really sort of unite, because there's a lot of talk about we should be doing this, should be doing that, instead of just like us work together collectively and try to keep building this game.
Yeah, no, well said. I think Archie Thompson and Melbourne Victory are so synonymous together. Mm. And when you did come back, I think you were the Golden Boot winner that first year. Then in 07, Melbourne Victory were the A-League premiers, and that was a famous game for you, that grand final. And if you didn't do nothing else in your career, Archie, you'll always be remembered for those five goals.
I don't think I did anything else. I think I might have wrestled on that.
Oh, no, that's not true. But five goals in the grand final, you won 6-0. Was that just one of those times in sport when everything just sort of worked out for Archie Thompson?
Yeah, look, I've played better matches in my career, and it's funny, just those things, and I always say that the moons and stars were aligned that day, because I reckon I only touched the ball six times. Even my sixth touch, I put it in the grandstand. So, I mean, I was lucky that I had great players around me, a great team. I think Fred was the one that I would have loved to have given my Joe Mars the medal to, because he was the one that pretty much put it on a platter each time that I scored. But I think that was a fantastic year. Huge for the club, huge for the supporters, because that first year we started off like a house of fire, then fell apart near the end, and we got it right that year, and football ever since, especially in Melbourne, just took off.
They reckon you were knocking them in with your eyes closed by the end of that game. That was the talk, Archie.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Fantastic. And the thing about that, winning the Joe Marston medal and recognising that, I think what the A-League did really well at that point was recognise those people who'd made a contribution to football in this country. Mm. And a lot of people didn't know the Joe Marston story.
Well, no, to be honest, I probably still don't know it. Don't know it well. I mean, there's so many great legends that, we forget about these guys that are in the past because these are the ones that have, obviously gone with nothing, try to create something.
And, yeah.
And then with anything, it, leagues or clubs are built off legends like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great that we were able to acknowledge these guys and keep acknowledging because, like I said, they're the ones that... almost the blueprint of what this league is and what our football is in our country. We've got to keep rewarding those or acknowledging them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Archie, during that period also, Australia qualified through two matches against Uruguay for the 2006 FIFA World Cup. At the time, you were the only A-League player in the squad.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to that period and your memories of what would have been a fantastic period for the Socceroos?
Yeah, look, that's a long time ago now, but I think... It's easy to remember because I think football, obviously, in this country has been such a sleeping giant. We've had previous World Cup campaigns where we've just missed that final hurdle or we just haven't managed to take that next step. And then this one, we finally got to the World Cup. And it's funny because it's one of those moments. And sports is funny like this. I remember when Cappy Freeman ran the 200 metres or 400 metres in... It was 400, right?
Yeah, 400 in Sydney,
I can remember where I was that day.
Yeah.
And, it's funny, with qualifying in 2005, people that I speak to about that stopped me and they say, I remember where I was that night.
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments. I mean, I'm lucky I've been kind of blessed to have special moments like that. And, hopefully another moment on Wednesday. But we obviously took on Honduras on Saturday and everyone was eager to find out how we would go after the first round, but I don't think you can compare Uruguay to Honduras.
Yeah.
It's almost chalk and cheese. Yeah. Uruguay was a phenomenal country when it comes to football and team.
Soccer
and,
power.
Mm. Oh, power, yeah. Mm. And then, Honduras, we would like to think, okay, if we can't beat this team, then we really shouldn't deserve going to the World Cup. But we're all excited about Wednesday and hopefully everyone jumps on. But again, 2005 is a special moment.
Put us on the plane that flew you back direct from I think it was Montevideo, back getting ready for that game in Sydney. The Socceroos are doing something similar this time around. Give us an understanding of what's going on the plane and how you're preparing for games and also the advantage that you think it will give or gave you guys in 2005 and will give the Socceroos in 2017.
Oh, huge advantage. We had the plane to ourselves. We could pretty much walk up and down the people going in and out the cockpit and talking to the pilot. We had massage tables and we actually even had a stopover. It's funny, when you go for a long trip in a car and you just stop over and get your legs out and whatever. But that was almost the same. We actually flew into Cook Islands and got out and had a little walk around.
But
that just made a massive difference because I look at the footage of when Uruguay come in and some of those players that obviously didn't have the luxury of us, a chartered flight, they look tired, and I think that sometimes those little things like that help a huge amount of make a big difference, especially recovery, and I think we've learnt over our time as qualifying through Asia how players coming from Europe, how we travel to here, what sort of recovery do we need to do, and we've got that down pat.
So, yep.
And we've got the resources. I think unfortunately for Honduras. Great story that they've got an opportunity to be in a World Cup, but they don't have the luxury of what we do with chartering a flight and that sort of stuff. And we've got a massive edge. We came a day earlier, so I think the guys arrived today.
Yep.
We're a huge advantage, a huge, huge advantage. Mm.
Yeah, Arch, we had Robbie Slater on earlier, and Robbie calls a spade a bloody shovel in his own indomitable way. But he thought Honduras is probably the worst team he's seen at this late stage of a World Cup qualification. So he thinks Australia should win by three or more goals on Wednesday night. What do you think, Archie?
Oh, look, mate, I don't want to disrespect anyone. I don't want to disrespect expect Honduras on their hook. But to be honest, if we can't beat this team comfortably, and especially with the players that we've got coming in, and like we talked about on Saturday, it was pretty much a pudding with that pitch. I mean, there'll be pretty few tired people out there, especially Honduras, if they have to travel like the way that I know they're going to have to, and that's tough. And we've got the luxury of chartering and the home support. The pitch will be quick and suit our style of play. I would like to think that we could win easily 3 or 4 nil, but then it hasn't been that qualification, really, has it?
Can't score goals.
No, that's the thing. We had an opportunity to be 2-0 up, and then it'd be okay. Let's almost start the party too early, but you can't. You can't rest in the qualification.
No.
So I'll be happy with 1-0.
Yes.
I think we all will.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
We're on the verge of going to another World Cup.
Well, you don't want to disrespect anyone. Robbie doesn't care who he disrespects.
No, he disrespects me all the time.
That's right. Hey, as a goal scorer and a noted goal scorer throughout the course of your career, and you mentioned the hard road that the Socceroos have had to travel through this qualification, and it was evident again on Saturday morning. What is missing? Is it a player? Is it a mentality of when they create all those opportunities in scoring those goals, Archie?
Well, look, it's about putting your opportunities away and chances. And the thing is that we all kind of rely on Timmy. And it's been like that almost for 2 or 3 years where he goes, oh, don't worry, Timmy will come in and score a goal. And 9 times out of 10, he does. But, you know, he's not getting any younger and we need to start hopefully finding another Timmy. Juric has got all the qualities, but, I don't like to disrespect anyone and bag anyone because I know it's easy to sit on the sideline sitting from the TV studio and go, oh, I should have got this, should have got that. But when you're in that sort of situation, you've got split moments. I mean, you've got 2 or 3 seconds to make a decision. And sometimes, you know, the environment, the pitch and the hostile crowd, that all plays a factor. But you'd like to think that, okay, with the opportunities we create, we need someone to finish those. And look, Juric is only young, hopefully a bit of time and more experience. More likely all those chances that are created, he'll be putting them in.
Playing for Australia, you did it v Colombia, February 28, 2001. Tell us about that moment. Tell us about what it meant for you and I guess the people in your life that helped make that possible.
Well, I like for me, representing Australia has been the pinnacle of my career. I mean, there's a lot of club accolades that I've gotten and awards with gold and that sort of stuff. But for me, to represent Australia, because it's like, for instance, I put on the Australian jersey and you walk out into the... I mean, I put a Melbourne Victory shirt on, I go to Adelaide and I get abused like you wouldn't believe, or by the City fans I get abused. But it's funny how, like, you put on an Australia jersey, you walk out, and those fans are united and they're supporting you. And that's the beauty about representing your country. I'm grateful that I've always had great support around my family, even when I was younger with mum and dad, with the amount of times they spent on the road, hours, constant hours, getting me to places. It was amazing because I grew up in the country. And then, you know, also too, for my brothers and sisters that are still like my number one fans, and for them to miss out on so much because of my... trying to be a professional footballer, a lot of time was spent on in me, but they're still like my number one fans, and even my kids still supporting me. And I mean, obviously not too much now because they're getting a little bit older and they're kind of over dad.
Funny how that works.
otherwise, mate, I've had the best career, best support, and I couldn't have asked for anything better. I wouldn't change it.
One quick question, Archie. 28 goals in 54 appearances for Australia across a great career over 12 years. Is there one game or one goal that stands out to Archie Thompson?
Well, look, everyone remembers the 13 goals, and that was pretty special. I think it was special for the country because they made a documentary about it. I don't know if anyone's seen it, but that's amazing. But I think that goal against Iraq in the 2014 or 2010 it might have been one of those, but that put our campaign back on track because we were sliding down towards maybe a playoff route or not even qualifying, and And that win in Dubai against Qatar was Doha was one that put back on track, and I'll remember that one. I think fondly with whenever I put on the Australians.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hope there's a memorable goal for Timmy Cahill on Wednesday night. We're so looking forward to it. It's been great talking about your career, Archie. Outstanding. Synonymous with Melbourne Victory, synonymous with the growth of the A-League, and now doing a great job with Fox Sports. We appreciate your time on this Sunday morning, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Archie.